This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Former U.S. President Donald Trump already facing federal criminal charges for acts allegedly committed before, during, and after his presidency has now been indicted on a state-level election interference charges. Details from VOA Steve Herman.
A grand jury in Fulton County, Georgia on Monday evening returned a 41-count indictment alleging Donald Trump and 18 others conspired to try to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. Trump is charged with 13 felony counts, including violations of Georgia's Racketeering Act and conspiracy to commit forgery. Others charged include members of Trump's White House staff, his 2020 presidential campaign, and officials of his Justice Department. The indictment also references 30 unindicted co-conspirators who are not named. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Rescue and recovery efforts continue after the nation's deadliest wildfires in more than a century. AP correspondent Sagar Magani tells us more.
The whole town of Lahaina is no more.
A historic town of more than 13,000 people on Maui. Fleetwood Mac drummer Mick Fleetwood lamenting to Sky News the loss of nearly every building in the old town, a place where he often performed at his Front Street restaurant.
Nothing can prepare you for what I saw.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell toured Lahaina over the weekend.
Our focus is on making sure that we are doing everything we can to account for everybody that has been unaccounted for.
Criswell says it's dangerous going for the cadaver dogs searching for them. She says FEMA has started giving displaced residents $700 each to cover emergency needs and is helping them find housing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. UN experts say the Islamic State group still commands between 5,000 and 7,000 members across its former stronghold in Syria and Iraq, and its fighters pose the most serious terrorist threat in Afghanistan today. The experts monitoring sanctions against the militant group said the threat posed by IS remained mostly high in conflict zones and low in non-conflict areas, but the situation was dynamic and the risk of its resurgence remained. The experts' report to the UN Security Council was circulated Monday. They say the Islamic State group has adapted its strategy, embedding itself with local populations, and has exercised caution to limit its battlefield losses while rebuilding and recruiting from vulnerable populations. Russia said one of its patrol boats fired warning shots at a cargo vessel in the Black Sea on Sunday, actions Ukraine has condemned as provocative. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony.
In a statement late on Sunday, a Ukrainian deputy prime minister called on the International Maritime Organization to react firmly and suggested ships should adjust their course to minimize the risk of Russian interference. The incident has cast a pall over plans for a humanitarian corridor in the Black Sea to release cargo ships trapped in Ukraine's ports since the outbreak of war. A local news agency said on Saturday that Ukraine has started registering ships willing to use the corridor, though shipping and insurance sources have expressed concerns about safety.
Chinese Defense Minister Li Shengfu is visiting Russia and Belarus in a show of support for those nations which the West has sought to isolate over the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Charles de Ledesma reports.
The ministry says Li will deliver an address at the Moscow Conference on International Security and meet with defense leaders from Russia and other nations. That will be followed by a visit to close Russian ally Belarus, whose territory was partly used to stage last year's invasion of Ukraine. While there, he will hold meetings and talks with Belarusian state and military leaders and visit military facilities. China has largely backed Russia in the conflict. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Poland's security agency says it arrested two Russian citizens suspected of having been spreading propaganda for Russia's Wagner mercenary group. The internal security agency said Monday the men were acting on behalf of Russia's secret services and were distributing leaflets in Warsaw and Krakow, advocating joining the mercenaries and spreading their propaganda. The men, identified only as Alexei T. and Andrei G., were to receive the equivalent of about $5,000 for their work. They were arrested on allegations of working for foreign intelligence and participation in an organized group having terrorist goals. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.